Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd, fa'uzu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وقل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, inshallah, in our session tonight I wish to cover a very important subject, a topic. As Muslims and people of Iman, it is an obligation that we show love for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And therefore it is also important for us to understand how the makeup of the family of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. Who are the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and who are the Ahle Bayt? The Ahle Bayt are the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sunni point of view in understanding the Ahle Bayt, the Ahle Bayt has a very broad meaning. The Ahle Bayt would include all of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all of the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That includes the sons and the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It includes the uncles and the aunties of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It includes the Banu Hashim, Banu Abdul Muttalib, the descendants of Banu Hashim. Banu Hashim is the great grandfather of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we say it includes Banu Hashim, it means that the family of Hazrat Ali is included, Hazrat Abbas, Hazrat Ja'far, Hazrat Aqil, Hazrat Haris ibn Abdul Muttalib. And so all of these individuals and their families are included as Ahle Bayt, the family of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One thing we have to understand is that whenever we say the Ahle Bayt of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it must also include the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is something very, very important. So if we look into the wives of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first wife is Bibi Khadija, Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra, and Hazrat Zainab bint Khuzaima. I've mentioned the two here first. Hazrat Khadija and Hazrat Zainab, the two wives of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these are the two women that passed away during the lifetime of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now understand, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam got married to many women, 11 wives. What is the maqsad? Subhanallah, just to clarify, if a man had any other intention, then look into the first nikah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He got married to Bibi Khadija. She was how old? 40 years of age. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was only 25. Only 25. Hazrat Khadija, she was first engaged to Waraka ibn Nawfal, but the engagement broke off. So she was first engaged to who? Waraka ibn Nawfal. Then she got married to Abu Hala. And from Abu Hala she had two children, one boy, one girl. The girl's name is Hind, the boy's name Hala. And then thereafter Hazrat Khadija got married to another person, the second husband, whose name is Uqba ibn Abid. Uqba ibn Abid. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the third husband. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the third husband. He got married to Bibi Khadijatul Kubra. So you have Hazrat Khadija and Hazrat Zainab bint Khuzaimah. Then the rest of the wives. Hazrat Aisha, the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Hazrat Sauda. Aisha and Sauda radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma got married together. And they got married immediately after Bibi Khadija. After Bibi Khadija, it was Hazrat Sauda and Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Then Hazrat Hafsa. She is the daughter of Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an. Then Hazrat Salama. And then Hazrat Zainab bint Jahash. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had two wives, Zainab bint Khuzaimah, who passed away during his lifetime. And then another wife was Zainab bint Jahash. Then Hazrat Safiyyah, then Hazrat Maymuna, and then Hazrat Juwayriyyah, and then Hazrat Habiba. Then Hazrat Habiba. Total 11 wives of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then thereafter, the Ahle Bayt is the sons and the daughters of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The sons of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The first is Qasim. And the title given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abul Qasim, is from his son. So his son's name was Qasim. And then Abdullah. And then Tayyib. Some say Tayyib and Tahir are the names of the same son, one son. Tayyib or Tahir. And then Hazrat Ibrahim. Hazrat Ibrahim. Understand that all of the children of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came from Bibi Khadijatul Kubra, except for the last son whose name was Hazrat Ibrahim. Hazrat Ibrahim, the mother was Hazrat Maria Qibtiya. As for the daughters, four sons and four daughters. The eldest daughter of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first daughter, is Hazrat Zainab. Hazrat Zainab, she was married to Abul As ibn Rabi'. And then the second daughter is Hazrat Ruqayyah. And then the third daughter is Kulsum. Now Ruqayyah and Kulsum both were married to Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an. And then the youngest from them all is Hazrat Fatimatu Zahra. Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she is the only daughter from all of the children of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that she remained alive even after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, all of the children, the sons and the daughters, passed away during the lifetime of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for Bibi Fatima, she passed away 6 months after the demise of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she was actually the first one to meet Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now understand one mas'ala. So we've understood the wives, the sons and the daughters that are from the Ahle Bayt. The lineage of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually continues from the children of Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. From Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha had how many children? Does anybody know? How many children did Bibi Fatima to Zahra have? Ji? Three. Ji. Not bad. Good guess. Five. How many? Five. Hazrat Hassan and Hussein are very famous. Generally what happens, we think that the only children of Bibi Fatima is Hazrat Hassan and Hussein. Not really. Hazrat Hassan is the elder, then Hazrat Hussein, and then another brother is Muhsin. So Hassan, Hussein and Muhsin. Three brothers. And then two sisters, Zainab and Umme Kulthum. Zainab and Umme Kulthum. Now Bibi Fatima named the two daughters Zainab and Umme Kulthum after who? After the sisters. Remember, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam's daughter's name was also Zainab and Umme Kulthum. So she named the daughters after the sisters who had passed away in Makkatul Mukarrama. So the lineage of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, nowadays we would call somebody who is from the family of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, especially people from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, the subcontinent, we would say that these people are Sayyid. What we call them? Sayyid. And there is great respect given to people who are Sayyid. So Muhsin, Hassan, Hussein, Zainab and Umme Kulthum. So this is the direct family of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Very quickly, just to give you a count of the aunties of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the uncles of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the brothers and sisters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When I say brothers and sisters, we need to understand that Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam was the only child born to Bibi Amina and Hazrat Abdullah, the mother and father of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But when we say brothers and sisters, we say brothers and sisters in a sense that the nursing mother was the same. The nursing mother was the same. So milk brother and milk sister. Milk brother and milk sister. Urdu mein hum kehte raza'i bhai aur raza'i behen. Milk brother and milk sister. The nursing mother is the same. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a brother whose name was Masruh. Masruh. Now Masruh was the son of Thuwayba. Thuwayba. Who was Thuwayba? Thuwayba was the free female maid of Abu Lahab. When Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam was born, Abu Lahab got so happy that he gave freedom to Thuwayba. That he gave freedom to Thuwayba. And Thuwayba is the nursing mother to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and also to her children Masruh. So that way Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the brother to Masruh. Hazrat Hamza is also Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's brother. How is he? He is the uncle. He is the son of Abdul Muttalib, but the Raza'i brother of Hazrat Hamza. And so Hazrat Thuwayba also is the mother, nursing mother to Hazrat Hamza. So she gave milk to Hazrat Hamza and she also gave milk to Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Salama was the brother to Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam also through Hazrat Thuwayba. A girl called Anisa, she was the sister of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because Anisa was the daughter of Dai Halima. Of Dai Halima. Then Huzafa, she was the sister of Huzur alayhi salam, again from Dai Halima. And Abdullah was the brother of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam from Dai Halima. So Dai Halima and Hazrat Thuwayba, these two ladies have been nursing Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the very beginning. So their status is like both of them are the mothers to Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, very important brothers, inshallah, please do take out time and listen. Very important. so that we understand as Sunni Muslims what we follow and what we have to do in this dunya. The aunties of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the uncles, very quickly, the aunties are six: Atika, Umayma binti Abdul Muttalib, Barra, Arwa, Umm Hakim and Safiya. Six are the aunties of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The uncles of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are 12: Hazrat Abbas, Abu Talib, Zirar, Abu Lahab. Imagine, Abu Lahab was the uncle to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Muqawwam, Abdul Qaba, Hamza, Zubair, Haris, Kutham, Hajal and Ghaydaq. These were the uncles of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so the Sunni Muslims, we have a very broad definition of the Ahle Bayt. When we look at what the Shia say and what the Rafazi say, what the Shias and the Rafazi say, according to them, they have a very narrow definition of Ahle Bayt. Very narrow definition of Ahle Bayt. According to them, the family members of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is only four. Only four. Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Hassan, Hazrat Hussein and Bibi Fatima. Bas. Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Hassan, Hazrat Hussein and Bibi Fatima. And then even from the four, their scholars narrow it down to one person whose name is Hazrat Hussein. Whose name is Hazrat Hussein, the grandson of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they say that Hazrat Hussein is the main person from the Ahle Bayt. And then from his children, his descendants are the 12 Imams, and all of them are also from the Ahle Bayt. All of them are also from the Ahle Bayt. Now, just to quickly explain to you how the line goes. So the first Shia Imam is Hazrat Ali, then Hazrat Hassan, then Hazrat Hussein, then Imam Zainul Abidin, then Muhammad Baqir, Ja'far al-Sadiq, Ali Musa, Ali Rada, Muhammad Taqi, Ali Naqi, Hassan Asqari, and then the final one is Imam al-Ghaib, who is in hiding somewhere. Where is he? He is in hiding somewhere. So all of these 12 Imams are considered to be the descendants of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they are also called Imams. Now, this is something that the Muslim world has never known. In Islam, we have only had the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And what we say is the last Nabi is who? Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and no one thereafter. But then all of a sudden, Allahu Akbar, something completely new. And that is why we have to understand this complete alien attachment, complete new attachment to Islam after the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Something new emerged: the concept of imamat. It is not mentioned in the Quran anywhere. And so these imams became so powerful that they are more honorable and higher in status than Musa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, every Nabi that is mentioned in the Quran except for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Except for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what they came up with is this idea that after Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is not up to the people to elect who will be the successor. It can't be up to the people. That is a selection and appointment done by Allah Pak. So the only person who could have been the successor and the first Imam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Hazrat Ali. And there is no choice in there. And then after that, his son Hazrat Hassan. After that, his son Hazrat Hussein. After that, his son Hazrat Imam Zainul Abidin. Then Imam Baqir. Then Ja'far al-Sadiq. Until it goes all the way until the 12th Imam. So son after son, and all of these people are actually infallible. Their status is so high that they say Adam alayhi salam did a mistake by eating the fruit in Jannah, and for him to be forgiven, he has to take the wasila of the Imam so Allah can forgive Adam alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. Now this is in their books. That is why you will find that certain topics they will not want to engage. They will not want to engage in. And one topic they don't like talking about is the concept of imamat, because it is completely alien to Islam. There is nothing of the sort. Allah speaks of Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam, Zulkifl. Even those that are not Nabi are mentioned in the Quran, like Hazrat Luqman. But nothing, no names of these imams are ever mentioned in the Quran to prove their fact. And so what happens is that they say that after the demise of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because Hazrat Ali was not selected as the Khalifa and the successor to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it means all of the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam became murtad, apostated. Now can you imagine, 23 years of hard efforts of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and what fruits does it bear? Nothing. Allahu Akbar. After the demise, all of them, al-iyazu billah, become murtad, have apostated. Except for three or four. Hazrat Salman, Hazrat Miqdad, Hazrat Abu Zar, and Hazrat Ali. Just a few, handful. Four or five people remained in Islam. The rest all became murtad. And therefore, if you swear at Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Aisha, or any of the companions, there were more than 100,000 Sahaba with Huzur alayhi salam during his final Hajj. And imagine, all of them became also murtad. So a free license is given, aliyazu billah, to disrespect Sahaba-e Kiram ajma'in. That is why their five pillars is also different. Their five pillar is Salat, Zakat, Hajj, Sawm, and Imamat Wilayat. What is it? The concept of Imamat and Wilayat. And their core belief is every Sahabi became Murtad except for a few. Like how we as Sunni Muslims have Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmizi, Abu Dawud. What is the beauty of these books? The beauty of these books is that we have narrations, a chain of transmission. And when the person says that he heard from so person, so and so person, so and so person, then there is a complete chain that goes all the way to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As for Shia books of hadith, the Shia books of hadith, what is strange is that the person who is narrating, he is living in the 3rd or 4th century. And the A'imma are in the 1st century. And there is no connection between the 4th century and the 1st century. And so when the chain has been broken, what happens? That you can insert whatever you want. What happens? That you can insert any lie that you want. Anything that you want to insert, it is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. That is why, my respected brothers, just for your understanding, there is a kitab that is called Kamil Ziyarat. What is it called? Kamil Ziyarat. It is one of the most authentic books of hadith for the Rafizis. Most authentic. And the same is mentioned also in a kitab called Qurratul Ain, page 61. So I've given you the reference. It says that Imam Ja'far came to Hira and someone said to him, do you perform ziyarat of the qabr of Hazrat Hussein? Do you perform ziyarat of the qabr of Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala? That is why they say that there is greater honor to visit the grave of Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an, then even the Hujjaj that are standing on the plains of Arafat. That's what they say. This is their fundamental akidah. And so, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq was said a question that, do you go and make ziyarat of Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an? You know what he said? How can that be a question? Why will I not go and make ziyarat of Hazrat Hussain? Now I want to read the Arabic of the text so that you people understand that this is not just my own translation. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, he must have said nothing of the sort. These were great people. But like I said, when the transmission is broken, you can do whatever you want. So he said, Wallahu yazuruhu fi kulli laylatin jumu'ah. Never mind for me to go and make ziyarat. Every Thursday night, Allah goes to Karbala to visit Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. La hawla wa la quwwata illa. Imagine that. Wallahu yazuruhu fi kulli laylatin yahbitu ma'al malaikati ilay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down with the angels and with all of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, and they visit who? The grave of Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Now my respected brothers, as Muslims we love Sahaba and we love the Ahle Bayt, and we say no one can reach the status of Hazrat Sahaba. But the Shia say that a person can reach the status of Sahaba-e Kiram Ajmain. Somebody can reach the status of Sahaba-e Kiram Ajmain. In their books, what it is written, it is said, whoever does mut'a once will reach the rank of Hazrat Hussain. Will reach the rank of Hazrat Hussain. This is in their books. Now, brothers, do you know what is mut'a? What is mut'a? Mut'a is where you like a girl, and these are things that are happening now in colleges and universities. So you like a lady and you say to her, will you marry me? And she says, yes, I will marry you. So he will say, okay, I have accepted you in my nikah. Have you accepted me in your nikah? And she will say, yes, I have accepted you in my nikah. Okay, we'll spend 2 nights or 3 nights together and they will have a relationship and that is it. And then thereafter, this lady can go and this man can go. They've had a good time. This is called mut'a. What is it called? Mut'a. And in their books it says if a person does mut'a once, it's unbelievable, isn't it? You might be thinking that, Maulana, what are you talking about? Allahu Akbar. But brothers, this is a fact. You have to listen to this. And if you do mut'a twice, you reach the status of Hazrat Hassan. If you do mut'a 3 times, you reach the status of Hazrat Ali. If you do mut'a 4 times, you reach the status of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then if you do mut'a 5 times, they say that the ghusl, so when you go in the shower to do ghusl, from every drop of water that falls down, Allah creates an angel. Allah creates an angel. And so my respected brothers, the Shia during the time of the Salaf were very different to the people that we see now. If you just go YouTube and put in Dhul Janah. Dhul Janah is a name given to the horse of Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. That horse is literally worshipped. Literally worship. There are people who are doing sajda to a horse and they have named that horse as Zul Jannah. And so this is the take of the Shia people in understanding the Ahle Bayt. What I am saying to you, my respected brothers, it is farz upon us to show the love for the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is something which is very, very important. All of the companions loved the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, when he would see the uncle of Rasulullah, Hazrat Abbas, walking, Hazrat Umar would come down from his mount. If he was sitting on a camel, he would come down and he would go and make salam to Hazrat Abbas, greet him and ask him that if I can be of any service to you. Otherwise, when Hazrat Abbas would continue whatever he had to do, only then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an would continue in his journey. This was the respect that he had for the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once he came to Hazrat Ali and he said to Hazrat Ali, O Ali, I have heard from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that every lineage is cut off on the day of Qiyamah except for the lineage that goes direct to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an didn't say anything thereafter. Hazrat Ali was a very intelligent man. Hazrat Ali understood. So he says, Ali, you know, this is the hadith I'm reading to you. I heard this hadith directly from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Ali smiled and he said to Hazrat Umar, you know, my daughter, I only have Umme Kulthum. She is the daughter of Bibi Fatima. I have one daughter, Umme Kulthum. My intention was give it to the sons of my brothers. The sons of my brothers. But because you have come, Hazrat Umar said to Hazrat Ali, O Ali, I promise you, there is no man on the face of this earth that can keep your daughter more happy than Amirul Mu'mineen. I will keep your daughter very, very happy. So Hazrat Ali said, okay, I need to also ask my family. I need to also ask my family. So Hazrat Ali went to, at that time, Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussein. And he said to Hazrat Hassan and Hussein that Amirul Mu'mineen is proposing to your sister Umme Kulthum, my sons, what is your opinion? Both of them, Hazrat Hassan and Hussein, said to the father, Abbajan, there is no one better for our sister Umme Kulthum than Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. And Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala and got married to Hazrat Umme Kulthum. Now during the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar did not like when people would inflate mahar, dowry. When somebody would inflate dowry. He said, no, people should make it easy for the nikah to happen. So he would fix 500 dirhams. He would fix 500 dirhams. It's better you do 500 dirhams. But when he got married to Hazrat Umme Kulthum, she is the granddaughter to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Umar Farooq gave her 40,000 dirhams. What did he do? He gave her 40,000 dirhams. Historians have said they were the best couples. They were the best couples, and Allah Pak had blessed them also with two children. Allah Pak had also blessed them with two children. Hazrat Zaid and Hazrat Ruqayya. Hazrat Zaid and Hazrat Ruqayya. And the love Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an had for the Ahle Bayt. Once he went to Bibi Fatima, and Bibi Fatima was a lady who would observe her parda very strictly. Very strictly. Bibi Fatima and parda was very important to her. And she made wasiyat that when I pass away, make sure you bury me in the night so there is more parda. Make sure you bury me in the night, not during the day, so there is more parda. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq came in the room and Bibi Fatima was in her hijab. There was a curtain that was there and she was sitting behind. Hazrat Ali was sitting here and Hazrat Abu Bakr came. And Hazrat Abu Bakr took permission from Hazrat Ali and said, I want to meet Bibi Fatima and I want to say something to the daughter of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr gave her salams and then Hazrat Abu Bakr started crying in front of Bibi Fatima. And he says, oh, beloved daughter of Huzur alayhi salam, I want to say something to you. that Allah is my witness. Allah is my witness. My love for the family members of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is greater than the love for my own family. I love the family more than my own family, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the proof of this is, he once said to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Nabi of Allah, I wish Abu Talib, your uncle, would have embraced Islam and not my father. I wish your uncle, Abu Talib, would have embraced Islam and not my father. Why? Because my pleasure is what is your pleasure. O Nabi of Allah, what you like is what I like. I am prepared to sacrifice my father for you. Imagine, for someone to say that it would have been better that the iman given to my father was given to Abu Talib. Imagine love that he had for the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then it is said that once Hazrat Ali was coming out from the room, and Hazrat Ali was holding the hands of Hazrat Hassan and Hussein, and they were cute, very smart, beautiful, handsome children. So Hazrat Hassan and Hussein were walking, and so Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq saw Hazrat Hassan and Hussein, and Hazrat Abu Bakr ran to Hazrat Hassan and he carried Hazrat Hassan on his shoulders and he started kissing Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. And then he lifted up Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and like that, and he was looking at the face of Hazrat Hassan and the body and the hands, and then he was looking at Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and then he said, O Ali, wallah, your son here Hassan is like, he is resembling our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He does not resemble you at all. Out of love he said, he resembles Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He does not resemble you at all. So what did Hazrat Ali do? Hazrat Ali started to smile at Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. This was the love that Sahaba had for the Ahl-e Bayt. Unfortunately, we have this cancer. We have this cancer. Until we don't understand this cancer, it's going to be very, very difficult. It is just connected to the arteries of Islam and we don't even know about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. It is said, Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, when anybody who was a Sayyid from the family of Huzur alayhi salam came to him, he would say to them, please, I don't want you to come to me. If you require anything, write a letter to me. I will sort anything that you want, inshallah, that is in my power. But I don't want you to come to me. I will come to you because you are from the family of Huzur alayhi salam. Look at the respect. I remember when we were studying in Darul Uloom and there was a dream that somebody had seen, and a very close friend of mine, alhamdulillah. So where Maulana Islamul Haq Sahib was teaching Bukhari Sharif, Maulana has passed away. He passed away in Madinatul Munawwara. Where did he pass away? And Hazrat would teach Bukhari Sharif like this. And he would lift up his legs and he would teach Bukhari like this. Ajib, he was a master of Bukhari Sharif. He was a great, great teacher. And when he would teach, he would need space because he was more of a person who would like to act of what Sahaba-i-Kiram ajma'in would do. And a lovely man. Even at that age, when he was very, very old, subhanallah, he used to hold the wife's hand, and both of them holding hands, Shaykhul Hadith would do tawaf of the Kaaba. So many times when we went for Umrah, we would see, and we were young, and we would smile at Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Rahmatullah alayh, and we would say, MashaAllah, what love. MashaAllah, what love. And he would look at the wife and smile all the time, Khala. Always. And both of them would hold hands. Very slowly they would be doing the tawaf of Kaaba. Incredible man. So this was his room in Darul Uloom Barid. This is where he would teach. So there was a dream that somebody had seen that two students are sleeping in the Darul Hadith, where Hadith is taught. And Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam came in that room, and the two students that are sleeping, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam kissed them on the forehead. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam kissed the two students on the forehead. Alhamdulillah. And both of these are very close friends. And so this student who saw the dream, he went to Maulana Yusuf Saab. Maulana Yusuf Saab is a master in giving the interpretation of dreams. He is a master in ta'bir. He knows the science of ta'bir. Ta'bir ru'ya. And so many a times people go to him if they see a dream. So they went to Hazrat and they said, Hazrat, this is the dream. And Maulana Yusuf Saab immediately said that this is proof that both of them are Sayyid. What are they? In fact, one's name is Sayyid. That both of them are Sayyid. Both of them are from the children of Bibi Fatima or Husayni. What are they called? From the descendants of Hazrat Husayn. So as Muslims, alhamdulillah, we have a lot of respect for the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, he would give money to anyone who was from the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was his habit. Once somebody came who was a Sayyid, he gave him 12,000 dirhams. Imam Shafi'i would do so much ikram of the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that some people started saying that maybe Imam Shafi'i is a Rafazi. Imam Shafi'i is a Rafazi. That is why we have the Abbasid dynasty. Do we have the Abbasid dynasty? After the Khulafa'i Rashid, you had the Banu Umayyad. Banu Umayyad ended at 125. 125. Then after 125, Banu Abbasid dynasty. That dynasty is the children of Hazrat Abbas. This ummah loved the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much that the Banu Abbasid dynasty lasted for approximately 400 years. How many years? 400 years. And from amongst the Abbasid dynasty, you have the famous people like Harun Rashid, Mamun Rashid. And that is why if you are a Sayyid, Sheikh Yunus, Sheikhul Hadith of Saharanpur, he would say something very ajib. Inshallah, I won't take much of your time. But when I say Ahle Bayt and Sayyid, we need to also understand one thing, that your lineage does not assist you even if you are connected to a Nabi. Understand this. And he gives proof, because Banu Israel, all of them were related to Yaqub alayhi salam. Banu Israel were related to Yaqub alayhi salam. Your lineage is only of worth and value if you have Iman and A'mal-e-Saliha. If you have Iman and A'mal-e-Saliha. Then if you have a good nasab, this gives you an advantage to become the Wali of Allah because of your good nasab. So people like Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, he was a Sayyid. Now, it's incredible about Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. The popularity of this man amongst the Arabs, amongst everyone, they, wherever you go, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. Now, he has never been to India, but yet you go to India, they say Piran-e-Pir, Ghospak, Piran-e-Pir, Ghaus-e-Azam, whatever name. Why? He was a Sayyid. Another great Wali of Allah was Sayyid Ahmad Rifai. Sayyid Ahmad Rifai. So these were all Akabirin and Allah Wala. So you will only get that honor, and you are only of that honor if you are of Iman and also if you do Amal-e-Saliha. So even if you are related to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, be it the aunties or be it the uncles, benefit and Ahle Bayt's title will only be given to you if you are with Iman. If you are with Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Ahle Bayt people were true lovers of Allah Pak. They were not like what you see today. Recently there was a document in which a baby was taken, snatched away by the parents in Syria. A baby was taken And the mother was pleading that, please give me that baby, my baby. And they were laughing. And they were laughing. And they took that baby only because his name was Umar. What was his name? And they put that baby alive in a microwave. And then they put cheese and all the fillings and made that baby look like a pizza. And then put that baby into a box. And then gave that baby back to the mother and said, here, take it. Do you think these are the people who call themselves, we are the lovers of the Ahlul Bayt? Can these be people who love the Ahlul Bayt? Can these, really, can these people be the Ahlul Bayt who the great scholars of Syria and Sham, if brothers have been to Sham, ulama, how they are tortured, the ulama sit on the chair. And then a drill is taken. What is taken? A drill. And then they drill a person who is alive. Slowly here. So that he is now bleeding to death. Then another person is drinking coffee and tea. And then he says, it's my turn. And this man is sitting there. What kind of people are there? Allahu Akbar. Is this the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are these the Ahlul Bayt? Let me tell you who are the Ahlul Bayt. Baat khatam karta hun, brothers. Inshallah, just to end. Bahlol, a very pious man, saw a young child, maybe 9 or 10 years. He was crying, and there were children that were around him playing with akhrot, walnuts. Akhrot, walnuts. They were playing with akhrot, walnuts. So Bahlol came to this child that was crying and said, Beta, why are you crying? You know, is it because you can't play with these children? Don't worry, I will give you walnuts and I will play with you. So this child looked at Bahlol. Bahlol is a wali of Allah. This 10-year-old boy is saying, I am not crying because I am not playing with these children. I am crying because when I look at these young children, I am thinking that Allahu Akbar, what is the matter with them? Life is so short. Instead of worshipping Allah Pak, they are still playing. Instead of worshipping Allah Pak, they are playing. So Bahlol was shocked and amazed. He said, yes, beta, that is fine, but they are very young, only 10. You know, you are in the same age. Why should you think like that? You know, and why is the fear of Allah so much in your heart? So he said, I'll tell you why I fear Allah Pak so much. I fear the fire of Jahannam. Because when my mother starts to cook, and when she ignites the fire, what she does first is that she puts in very, very small pieces of wood. Very, very small pieces of wood to start the flame. So very small pieces are put in first. Then slowly when the fire has started, then to stoke the fire, then she will put in big pieces of wood. So every day I am looking at my mother that she starts off with small pieces of wood. I am so scared that maybe on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will start to throw people in the fire of Jahannam with the young ones. With the young ones, then the elders will go later. It is because of this I fear. Hazrat Bahlol fell unconscious that what a boy and what kind of a talk is he doing. When he woke up, that boy had disappeared. So he inquired that, who is that boy? And they said to him, this boy is a Sayyid from the children of Bibi Fatima. These are Sayyid. These are Sayyid. This is what you call Sayyid. These were great people. People like Hazrat Hassan, Hussein, Subhanallah. These were great people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. There's much that can be said, my respected brothers. But just to give you an understanding that the wives, the children, the uncles, the aunties, all of them are included as the Ahlul Bayt. In fact, there is one hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so merciful. He said, everyone from my ummah who is muttaqi is from my family. Everyone who is muttaqi from my ummah is from my family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Inshallah, I have taken much of your time. We will do muraqabah in the next session. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.